This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you once again the American housing market, and we do so because it's just a huge chunk of this economy, right? Specifically today, we are talking about an indicator known in the vernacular as housing starts, that is, construction of new homes, which was up in January on a seasonally adjusted basis, more than 18% from a month earlier. And now that you know that, forget you heard it, because housing has more statistical indicators than maybe any other slice of this economy, and they don't all tell the same story. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains how to make sense of it all.
If you follow the business and financial news, you hear a lot about which way the wind is blowing in the housing market, including on Marketplace.
Data on new home sales out tomorrow.
Rising interest rates are making houses less affordable.
New numbers from the Case-Shiller Home Price Index out this morning show that while
figuring out what all these numbers mean can be so head-spinning, even one of the biggest home builders recently looked at the housing market and shrugged. Stuart Miller, executive chairman of Lennar, told analysts the company wouldn't give a forecast for the year.
We've been careful not to give too much guidance looking ahead because there's uncertainty.
And plenty of it. Take the latest new home sales figures from the Census Bureau out earlier this week. Sales rose more than 3.5% in December, much better than analysts had expected. But get this, sales figures for November were actually worse than originally reported, a lot worse. So rule number one for interpreting the data, mind the revisions. Christopher Thornburg is with Beacon Economics.
We're always hearing about the current number, but we hardly ever hear about the revision. And of course, the revision's where the interest is.
For economists, sure. But the news business wants to know what's happening now. Who cares about a fresh take on the housing market in November when it's March? Well, maybe we should care. Thornburg says it's not unusual for housing starts, the numbers out today, to be revised by as much as 20%. Because they're based on small samples of home builders. And even though economists work really hard to get good samples,
often the data is just not that clean on a month-to-month basis. You need to see data over a number of months to really get a feel for what's going on.
And that's rule number two. 1 month's data do not a trend make. Trends over several months, though, are worth watching, and not just for those of us who follow the housing market. As chief investment strategist at CFRA, Sam Stovall is watching for clues about the direction of the overall economy. He says one of the big clues is housing starts.
Not because construction is such an important aspect of the U.S. economy, but rather consumer confidence is. Who would risk buying a brand new home, investing in their greatest asset, if they were worried about losing their jobs?
Turns out a big decline in housing construction has preceded every recession since 1960. Economist Susan Wachter teaches real estate and finance at the Wharton School. Along with housing starts, she follows the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, which compares sales of the same properties over time. But she also watches something you might not expect, birth rates, as a sign of future housing demand. Wachter has rule number three. Look at the big picture.
In combination, all of these data sources have significantly more power than if you just look at them one by one.
To summarize, it's worth following all these fluctuations with a healthy dose of context. Economist Chris Thornburg says it's no wonder people are hungry for any signal of where the market is headed.
Because anybody who owns a home has constantly making a mental calculation as to what is my home is worth and what does that mean for my family finances.
And anyone who doesn't own a home may be calculating if they ever will. In Denver, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.